Let me describe to you guys where I'm at right now. I am in Hong Kong on a giant balcony staring off into the ocean. There's water everywhere. The sun's out. There's a light breeze. You might be able to hear the wind. You might be able to hear the waves hitting the rocks to my right, or the leaves rustling. And that's because I'm also surrounded by a forest and a mountain on my right hand side as well. Kids are playing behind me, and if I stare down the balcony, I see a lot of older people just hanging out, doing their own thing. They're retired, obviously. A lot of fishermen here, birds chirping. It got me thinking about what I had meant to talk about earlier in the year, but I kind of forgot. But now that I'm on vacation and I can kind of have time to myself to think about what I wanted to talk about, I was reminded about this one topic. And this really happened a few years ago when I met someone in their 90s. It's a lady in their 90s, and she was a former mayor of a city, you know, esteemed, you know, beloved. And when I was talking to her, I found myself talking to her like I was talking to a kid. I didn't mean to, but it came across kind of condescending in hindsight. And I couldn't understand the reaction coming from her at the time, right? She kind of looked at me weird. She's perfectly fine cognitively. She was very sharp, probably sharper than me. And I talked to her, this former mayor in her 90s, who's done more than I'll likely ever do, and who is smarter than I'll ever be. I spoke to her like I was talking to a child. It's not one of my proudest moments, obviously, but you know, that night I went back home, I kind of thought about why I was talking to someone like that way, and you know, I kind of realized that it's kind of ingrained in our culture. And I feel like I'm kind of deflecting the thing, you know, I'm saying it's our issue, whereas it might be just me, but if you can relate, then, you know, that's comforting too. We think that when we're younger, especially, this was years ago, right? When we were younger, we kind of thought that our parents just didn't understand us, right? They didn't know any better or something like that. For some reason, we thought we were smarter than them. We thought we were smarter than our parents, and even more so our grandparents. And I guess in the era now, it might be even more true because of how fast technology is advancing. You know, your parents might not be able to even use a computer properly, and then you end up thinking, oh, this person is not very bright, right? Everyone should know how to use a computer. You know, my grandma has never touched a keyboard. And, you know, I can definitely picture some of the younger folks thinking, oh, wow, they're very uneducated, very unknowledgeable, not very bright. But, you know, in hindsight, revisiting these thoughts and these misconceptions, I realized that, you know, technology is booming faster than ever now. And if VR, virtual reality, like really took off today, I would be left behind. And I'm in my mid to high 20s, I would definitely be left behind. And I can totally see the teenagers look at me and say, you don't know shit, you don't know a thing. Whereas I look at myself and I realize, no, I do know a thing or two. I know a little bit more about life. And then I realize that I was so wrong to think that, oh, my parents didn't know much, or my grandparents don't know much, when they have lived like double the amount of time I've been on this earth, my grandparents triple or more, quadruple actually. She's in her 80s right now, my grandmother. You know, they've been through a lot of stuff. They've seen a lot of stuff. The wisdom, it's not something a textbook can teach you. And I just feel like we're at risk now, more than ever, of looking at our seniors and thinking they are lesser than they are, not very smart, you know, not really there. And that's just a huge misconception. We have to give them more respect. A lot of them have done way more than any of us will do, like the former mayor that I told you earlier in this episode. She looked at me so offended. And it's so embarrassing. It's one of those things that you just like think about in the shower like every 2 days, and it will kind of haunt you for the rest of your life. Totally one of those things. Anyways, that's just something I wanted to bring up, you know, how we should, you know, actually pay the right amount of respect for, you know, the elderly, for our seniors, our grandparents, our parents. They know more than we think a lot of the times. And, you know, sucks that I'm realizing it now, but it's never too late, right? Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of the Roger Farm D Show. I didn't plan on making an episode, and that's why I don't have a really nice setting, and it's not very quiet. You can probably hear a lot of the wind and birds. But, you know, I feel like this scene that I'm at right now is really fitting for what I wanted to say, so I decided to stand out here and talk instead. Anyways, I'll be back in a week, so you'll be hearing from me then. Thank you.